Alright guys, first up, sorry for not having an episode yesterday. I was out backpacking, so yeah, couldn't exactly put out an episode, but yeah, let's get to it. I'm actually in the middle of the championship challenge right now, so there's no news on that. Besides the fact I'm playing with randoms this time. Mostly due to just some teammate confusion. I don't know. Hey, it's fun to switch it up every once in a while. So, yeah, right now I'm at, let's see here, 7 wins and 1 loss. So, yeah, I actually went 7-0, I think. So, that was pretty impressive for playing with randoms. So, yeah, I'm going to hope I can continue that streak. I hit 51,000 star points. So, whenever that Gold Mecha Crow comes around in my shop, you better believe I'm buying him. I'm just hoping I don't accidentally end up buying something else. Oh yeah, that's also interesting. Smuggler Penny expires from my shop today. Like, I really care too much. I mean, it's still in my shop later, right? So, I'm not gonna bother with that. So yeah, speaking of 25,089 trophies. Sorry, I was gonna do a segue, but then I decided not to. But yeah, speaking of the shop, let's just do that segue now. In the shop, we have 190 gems for 39 star points. We have... But yeah, let's just move on to the shop. This might have been an awkward cut. I'm still not entirely sure. But yeah, in the shop, we have 190 gems for 10 US dollars, a pin pack for 49 gems, an epic pin for 39 gems, 1,400 token doublers for 39 gems, and I believe that mythic... Oh yeah, you can get Colonel Marshall Ruffs, although that's gone now, after 7 hours and 9 minutes. We also have Misfortune Terra, that's gone, that's coming in 4 days and 7 hours, so really cool Terra skin. Making me question if I still like Iris Terra better. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I still like... Do I like Iris... I like Iris Terra. I'm gonna just stick with that. Not sure if I like it better than Street Ninja, but whatever. That next update is gonna be a pain. Just because of the amount of cool skin. The next Retropolis. Lunar New Year, because, like, I can't miss out on Virus 8-Bit permanently. I mean, that's a tough investment. I mean, it's like, what, 179 gems on its sale finally? That's a pretty big investment. But I feel like it'd be worth it. I don't know. But if I already have Classic 8-Bit, and I might end up using, you know, Saloon 8-Bit anyways, if I ever do end up getting that. I'm not sure what to think about the Power League Star Point, I mean, like, offers. Are they, like, too expensive, or is it, like, good, because offers players something else to spend their Star Points on? I don't know, really. I personally think they could be a little cheaper, but not by much, but kind of hard to say, because, of course, they are, yeah, it's just hard to say. So yeah, bit more about the championship challenge. I'll talk about it more, and of course we'll get to the results in the next episode. But yeah, the championship challenge, I mean, it's gone pretty well. I've gotten pretty decent teammates. So one time we lost, we just got completely countered. So, you know, what do you do? I mean, occasionally just faced up against really good opponents. So, kind of a shame. But yeah, I mean, it's been fun. It's kind of like a breath of fresh air to play with randoms. Not saying, like, my teammates are bad or anything. Like, it's different. I like you guys. You're fun to play with. But yeah, that's a bit of a sidetrack. So, yeah, I mean, no crazy plays by me. I mean, I forgot how insane Stu was. So... Yeah, I mean, it's obviously really nice to be able to easily win those. Yeah, like, the only time we lost was, I think, in Brawl Ball to another Stu, so... Yeah, that Stu dominated us, if I remember correctly. And, yeah, I'm gonna get to the State of Brawl Stars podcasting. I'm saving it for last because I like to do it. A lot of people don't like to listen to it, so hey, I'm not gonna make you forced to listen to it for very long. See, popping over to, I need to get a charger. Hold on. Hey, before we cut into the next part, I'm trying to stick sponsorships back into my episode, like the segment, to see if I can bring back getting a sponsorship. I think I've been playing this wrong the whole time. So, yeah, let me know if you actually hear anything after this, or like an ad, or if it's just normal me. All right, let's move on to the problems with. The State of Brawl Stars podcasting. Ugh, I hate it when I search up Brawl Stats instead of Brawl Stars. See, my podcast has been a bit on the rise recently, so. Oh my goodness. Edgar's Brawl podcast? How did. What? It doesn't even have any ratings. And it's on 4th. I'm down to 7th for some reason. Ooh, 63 ratings. So let's see. Here we are. Let's see, I've got 2 reviews. I'm going to read them now. Why not? So, Best Pod Out There by VDog. 5 stars. It may sound like G-Dog, but it's a little different, so, yeah. Hi, Q, and love your pod. Maybe we could play sometime. Goodbye. Yeah, I tend to play solo, but you never know. Maybe I'll be looking for a teammate sometime. Join the club, I guess. I do tend to reject a lot of requests, especially if the requester tends to be on a somewhat low amount of trophies. But hey, you never know. Sometimes I play an alt or something. And yeah, then we have Nice Job by Nemo. I'm just calling that because it's in 3-mo and in a eyes closed face. Nice Job. Yeah, 5 stars. Question Night, Rad Name Bro. Awesome pod you have going. I love listening to all the reviews, rambling options. One request, can you maybe do a few more real episodes like you used to? Tier list ranking, sort of like your pin. A ranking about which pins you think should be animated. Otherwise, amazing podcast and keep up the awesome work. So yeah, one of the reasons I quit those and was mainly because you may not realize it because obviously on your end it's just like, oh, episode out. And yeah, I don't often do a lot of behind the scenes, that's the right word for it. Of my podcast. But yeah, those things take a while. And one of the reasons why I kind of stopped doing tier list style content was because most of my kind of tier list stuff, it was based off of Gadget and Star Power tier lists. And one thing I realized was that Gadget and Star Power numbers are just forever going up. And it's hard to keep up with it now. It's going to be even harder to keep up with it the longer I do it. And that's why I kind of tried to drop them. But yeah, maybe I should bring back more tier lists. Like I don't feel comfortable doing competitive tier lists, really, just because I don't feel like I'm at that high enough of a level to tell people who to play competitively. Like even if I did, I would just be repeating what other people said, and you know, but yeah. I wonder why I've got the surge this week. I mean, I know I've gotten a surge of listens this week. I've realized that from analytics. So I wonder why that's been. If you guys know, let me know. Maybe is it like something I can do more often? Might have been the tier list content. I suppose I can look at that and see if it was the tier list that drove up the views. Unfortunately, due to how Anchor is, I can't look at that on the app, so I'm going to have to pull up the website real quick. Yeah, let's take a look. I can't. Okay, I'll take a look at that and discuss it later, because I can't. I can't look at top episodes. I suppose I can. I can look at top episodes. Like, one thing that's weird, like, my concussion episode for some reason blew up. I don't know, recently. Who knows? Maybe I'm reading the stats wrong. But yeah, I wonder why it blew up. If you have any clue why it blew up, please send me a message in Discord. I don't know. In the club chat or something. I would love to know why it blew up. Especially if it's something I can do different. Because if it is, I would love to do that. I would love to do that more often. And I would love to be able to increase my player base. Or listener base. Because who wouldn't? I mean, it's literally... assuming it would be. It's literally practically free listenership if I did find a way to increase that. So yeah, please let me know if you have any clue of that. But despite the podcast blowing up, they had something. It was PS, started my own Brawl Stars podcast. So yeah, that's cool. I mean, always love new Brawl Stars podcasts, so it's always exciting to see another. And yeah, good luck. I mean, that's all I can really say. So yes, let's get on to that. Rankings are a bit scuffed. I'm not sure why that is. Apple Podcasts is weird, is the best explanation I can give. Brawl Times first as usual. That's not the scuffed part. They have, 190. And then Weekly Brawl Rankings, second, 4.575. 2.540 coming up third with Brawl Stars. Have they even updated? I guess April 5 would be this recent update. So that is a yes, they have updated. Edgar's Brawl Podcast, which I have no clue why it's so high up here. It's 0.0. 0 ratings, so... That's kind of weird. I mean, it does seem to be a German podcast. I know those, for some reason, tend to do really well. I mean, it's even on the English rankings. And then, yeah. Then we have Boston Brawlers, 4.5136. Myself, 4.563. Huge jump for last week. I'm glad for that. That is a huge help. You wouldn't even realize. Brawl on, 4.534. Bees Buzz catching some traction. Only 4.414. Oh, wait, no. Is this podcast dead? Either way, they are catching some traction and have moved their way up into... eighth place? Yeah. Or ninth place. That'd be ninth place. And yeah, nothing beyond that is really significant. Of course, there are other podcasts. It's not worth my time covering all the other podcasts, unfortunately. If I could, I would go over every single podcast I could, but that would take hours upon hours, and I don't have that kind of time. So yeah, one quick segue. That person did mention, wanting more tier list style content. So, yeah, I mean, let me know, what do you want? What kind of tier lists do you want? Do you want competitive tier lists? Do you want, fun tier lists? Like, the kind of stuff you see on Reddit? I mean by fun tier lists. Let's see, what else could there be? Tier lists is kind of... if you mean, the old stuff I kind of do, or what? I'm not sure what you mean by that, but... Hey, I'll bring back old... I'll bring back tier lists if you want them. I mean, I enjoyed making them. I tend to not have as much time anymore. I'm sure I can make something work. Or I could just create some new tier lists. I mean, for a while I did have an index or something on what brawler you should upgrade next. I mean, that might be a cool thing to revitalize. Yeah, what else? I don't know. I've got all sorts of options. So yeah, please let me know on my Discord or something, because I would love to know what the people want. I want to know if I need to bring silly tier lists or competitive style tier lists into this, because I don't know. I suppose both would really work. I mean, sorry if you can't hear me, I'm mad clicking on Clash Quest right now. So I hope you can't hear me. Oh, there we go. I'm hoping I can working a tier list. Another thing is I just need ideas. Like, obviously, I said I'm not very open to bringing back Gadget and Star Power tier list. Because, as you know, like, if I bring, especially Gadget tier list, I was big on those. Gadget tier list, that would, I would say most of the brawlers, like, I think 12 or 13 don't have a second Gadget. So, yeah, at that point, we're talking 80, 75 to 80 Gadgets at most. Yeah, that's unfeasible to really do for a not even part-time content creator like me. And yeah, and it's worse with star powers, like almost 100 star powers. I can't do all that. See, maybe I can do some tier lists. Like, I've thrown up the idea of doing some pin tier lists. Maybe more pin tier lists would be nice to bring back. And yeah, really, anything would be fun. I'm open to most things as long as they don't take too long. Like, I'm open to spending time on the podcast, but I'm not open to spending hours because, yeah. I'm gonna wrap this episode. Discord link in description, club link in description, quest now. I'll see ya.
Don't mess with my crew!